It's a new year, which means new year resolutions and new goals. From lifestyle to fitness to travel to financial stability, it's that time of the year to come up with idealistic goals and realistic steps to achieve them. For businesses and companies, it's the time to come up with the goal for the year, be it campaign and marketing strategy, consumer retention, financial growth, better relationships, and employee productivity. How do you ensure you follow through on the goals? Vision boards. But what do vision boards have to do with work life, especially with companies?
Welcome to the Talk with Clouds podcast. Your host is Katie Ann, an island girl on a journey with her guests to learn about their backgrounds, businesses, passions, experiences, life lessons, and wins. Come and laugh, cheer, learn, and plan with us. My friend, take some time to come and talk with Clads.
Hello, world. Welcome to Talk with Clads. My name is Katie Ann, and I will be your host for today. Welcome, 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 everyone. And happy new year. Yay! Happy new year, everyone. Happy 2020. Four. Today, we're going to be talking about vision boards. Now, I love a good vision board. I believe in them wholeheartedly. And vision boards are something that we see being used professionally and also personally. We see it more personally, but in a company setting, it's typically not called a vision board. An organization may refer to it as something else. So it's wholly possible to turn your dreams and hopes for the future into reality. I think that's really manifestation, right? It's not totally magic, though. Mixing manifestation with hard work and determination can make us take active steps towards making that abstract, idealistic hope and aspiration comes to fruition. In reality, our dreams don't manifest on their own. And achieving those dreams take work, but at the same time, it helps when a detailed vision and belief in your ability to help convert them into reality. So, quick story. Now, if you've been following the podcast, if you follow me on social media, if you follow the business, or if you've ever been in contact with me, you know that I love vision boards. In fact, I created a planner that is it's a planner that is a vision board. It's a walk-in vision board or a portable vision board, I like to say, where it's called Footsteps to My Vision. And thank you so much for all the listeners that have supported Clad's resources and also have supported, posted, tagged Footsteps to My Vision, the vision board planner. And what it is a 13-month planner, and it walks you through the process of planning your goals ahead and also holding you accountable. Come on, Katie Ann. So we know that our dreams are pretty much our goals without dates. So what the Footsteps to My Vision does, it puts dates to your plan, and then it walks you through creating SMART goals. And when I say SMART goals, they are goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time sensitive. And then it has check-ins. It has three month check-ins just to say, hey, where are you with your goals? And what are you not doing? Let's revisiting. If you achieved the goal, great. If you didn't, let's reevaluate how to get to this goal. And so it also encourages you to celebrate the small wins and celebrate the big wins. A win is a win. And we're going through this journey called life, and everybody's journey is different. So I always say, don't compare yourself to others. They may achieve their goals quicker than you do, but you never know in life. So they say, I think I've read it or heard someone say, comparison is the theft of joy. So just remember that when you're creating your vision board, your race is your race. So going back to my story, because I did a whole plug on Footsteps to My Vision, was yearly, I keep a vision board party, and we have our poster boards, we have our magazines, and we create whatever our goals are. And we walk through at My Vision Board Party the entire process of what is a SMART goal, and we have accountability partners. So for the past 2 years, I think I did it, or 3 years. This year, I opted not to. I've been hearing about this group that's called RBE Foundation, and I wanted to check them out. So in December, I went to their gala and I liked it, but I said, you know what, I want to check them out because I follow them on social media. I want to see a little bit more like what the group is about. And it's really, their motto is helping women reach business excellence. And how they do it is they find that you go and you find a supportive community. And it's a lot of social events and networking. And it's all, from what my experience has been, women of color. But I'm sure they have members who are not of color. So I'm like, okay, let me see if this is somewhere this is a group I want to join. Let me just check it out. And my experience was great. So I said, okay, let me go to their vision board party, which I absolutely loved, where the founder, she started by having the woman create whatever your setbacks are, or what you think your setbacks are. And setbacks, for me, it's procrastination, if you can't tell by the podcast and how often it drops, is hugely procrastination. So, or just kind of keeping focus on one thing. So, and then she had you write it down, and then you tore it up in tiny bits of paper, which really was mentally satisfying because you're pretty much leaving that in the past, and then you create your goals for this year. So that was good. Good food, good networking, met some great women. And I hope to continue being a part of the group. I actually went ahead and joined because I'm like, okay, I kind of like what I see. So that's the little update and my little story of my vision board experience for this year. But when we think of vision boards, if you're in a corporate, and not even have to be a corporate setting, at times you may not realize that your employer, when they're doing their strategic plan, I mean, they're creating a vision, and then they're creating a vision for the year ahead. And so they may use whiteboards, or they have these strategic retreats where the leadership team, and that's typically the C-suiters, the executive team will go to they'll pretty much go ghost for a couple of days, and they're immersed into planning what they want their year to look like. So companies do have vision boards, and then they map out their steps. I've been a part of quite a few strategic retreats. And so the employee may not realize that what they're doing is that they're creating a vision board, and they may not call it a vision board, but that's actually what it is. So employers know that there's more to life than work. So, and employees are people with stuff happening in their personal life, and that goes beyond the office. So we are all, employers are humans, employees are human, right? But they need their employees to show up every day with a passion for their job to be the best version of themselves in the workplace, because that equates to workplace satisfaction. So how do employers effectively foster good attitudes towards work, and how can they also encourage a satisfying work-life balance? And so one way to teach employees how to look at their lives in the big picture, defining and focusing on their future as opposed to, oh, what happened today? They encourage employees, to dream big, which makes them work harder at the workplace so they can achieve those new thoughts and dream. And this could be, this is a goal that we want to achieve Q1. So, and when I say Q1, the first quarter, they'll sit with their team and then they'll go ahead and say, I need to, for you to meet this sales goal. And then with this sales goal comes whatever bonus incentives that employer would offer you as an employee. And so they'll map out the steps for you to meet the sales goal. And that's their way of, you know, it's one way to look at it, at that is to, they're drawing that goal out and producing it in a manner that is known as vision board. So let's discuss what exactly is a vision board. Put simply, a vision board is a visual representation of your goals. There are post-aside visuals that contain all kinds of images and texts that represent something you're trying to accomplish and a sense of direction. And you'd be amazed because it's that constant reminder, even when you're not even thinking about it, that visualization is a constant reminder to your brain. It does something mentally. And there is psychology behind that. It actually does happen. It does work. So if you think vision boards are bogus and it's an arts and craft activity that borders along the lines to aspire, to perspire, the joke is actually on you, because vision boards work for a simpler reason, and that is because of the visualization. Having a place that displays what you want, does it bring it back to life? It brings it back to life, because what we focus on expands. Visualization is the most, it's one of the most powerful mind exercise you can do.
Do you want to provide a memorable experience at your event? Book Pinbounce at 561-727-5488.
Pinbounce offers bounce houses, cotton candy machines, tables, chairs, and other event services in Palm Beach County, Florida. We offer all you need in one place. Follow us on social media using @Pinbounce. And to book your event, call us at 561-727-5488. Remember, we put the P in party with the Pinbounce touch.
And according to the book, The Secret, and I don't remember if you remember, if you're old enough to remember when it debuted, it was a big thing and Oprah was still on then, because I do remember it. And she had the authors on and it became this phenomenon, right? And the premise behind it is the law of attraction is forming your entire life experience, and it does that. It's doing it through your thoughts. So when you're visualizing, you're emitting a powerful frequency out into the universe. Vision boards are versatile. They can be used to manifest personal goals, create a personal vision statement, and they outline professional goals. Again, you can do the vision board, or if you prefer, you can do the vision board planner called Footsteps to My Vision. People and companies that use vision boards, usually they place it where they'll see them often. Now, if we're talking about something that's like a strategic vision, I'm not going to say a company will do that where everyone can see, because all of that information is confidential. So the companies with the strategic vision, you may not see that, but the stakeholders behind that typically know what it is. So what's the science behind vision boards? The efficiency of vision boards finds its roots into two main psychological concepts. And so we're going to discuss the self-efficacy theory. And this is one of the theories that supports, that there's a science behind vision boards. So with the self-efficacy theory, this theory was proposed by psychologist Albert Bandura. And this states that individuals who believe in their ability to achieve a goal are more likely to do so by visually depicting goals. Vision boards enhance our self-efficacy, providing a constant reminder of our capabilities and aspirations. The next theory behind vision boards is called the reticular activating system. So it has to do with the eyes. And the reticular activating system, or RAS, is a network of neurons located in the brain stem to help focus attention. When you see images related to your goals constantly, the RAS prioritizes this information, making you more aware of opportunities and resources related to your aspirations. A vision board is it's more than a collage of images. And I know the collage of images does help, but it's more than that. There's actually science behind it. It's a potent tool that harnesses the power of visualization to help manifest your dreams and ambitions. A vision board serves as a constant reminder of your goals, motivating you to take actions that will turn your dream into reality. And for someone, I discussed this on my podcast, like I had my, well, not this year because I went to somewhere else, but last year I had my kids do, we all did our vision boards together. I had an event and I came home and I finished mine. And it wasn't anything that was for my kids that was complicated. It could have been simply, I want to be an A student or I want to join the track team. But what are the steps for helping me to accomplish that? Or for my daughter, who she wanted to graduate from university, what grades did she need? What did she go by that graduate checklist? What were the requirements and how did she need to achieve those requirements? For myself, I can share a couple. Like one was being more healthy. I'm still working on that and doing purchasing a new home and so forth. And then we sat down and we decided this is what we need to do to get where we need to be and do the check-ins. Now, I'm going to be very transparent. I did not achieve all my goals that I had set out to achieve. But I, as I said, with footsteps in my vision, a win is a win. For the goals that I achieve, great. And for the ones that I didn't achieve, I'm not going to say I was not disappointed in not achieving those. But you know what? I carried it over for this year because I said, I'm going to work on that. And my journey is different and life be life in some time. So I used to say to my husband, mana plan and God a wipe. Because sometimes what you may think is going to happen, God may have a different plan in store for you. But I 100% believe in vision boards because I have mine in my closet. My husband has his in his closet. And it's a constant reminder. It's a constant reminder. And I'm a, like a checklist person. So I do my vision, I do like a little checklist beside when I achieve a goal. It's so satisfying to go, oh yeah, I did that, Katie, and pat yourself on the back. You actually did that. So let's discuss like a vision board for corporations. I don't know for certain that, okay, a vision board in a corporation, because you're not going to see them put up a poster board. They may have you, and with technology now, people are doing vision board, not necessarily as a poster board, because I've seen, I watched a YouTube person once and his was virtual, electronic, and it was really, really cool. So, and I've done it with I've done the whiteboard thing with my then team for brainstorming projects. So your organization may not say, oh, let's go create a vision board. Don't look at it that way. And I'm not saying that it's a must, because at the leadership at the helm, they have their vision. They're creating that vision. Having a vision board as a professional, if you want it in the form of something that's electronic, or if you prefer like a little poster board, or and some of your goals may be private, personal. Having a vision board as a professional will enable you to advance your prospects at the company by having and taking relevant skills into place. A 2016 TD Bank survey found that one out of every five small business owners use some sort of vision board when they're starting their business. And I can say I was one of those businesses. My business got started at a vision board party. So vision board creation helps professionals to reduce stress, improve work-life balance, and achieve personal and professional goals. It's no wonder the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, aka the CDC, in Atlanta and many states have adopted vision board creation in their curriculum. Let me repeat that. Vision boards. Vision board creation helps professionals to reduce stress, improve work balance, and achieve personal and professional goals. And because of that, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and in many states, have adopted vision board creation in their curriculum. So here's why you should consider creating and using vision boards in the company to connect employees with themselves and their teams. It's a great team building exercise. Who doesn't like being transported to the good old days of fun, even if it's for a moment? There was a kid's exercise for the longest time, and now it's finding its way to adulthood and businesses to help create a colorful, detailed collage of images and words that state our goal. It's just great team building exercise. A next thing I would say is that it provides clarity. Creating a vision board helps you to slow down and reflect on what's most important. What do I want to be? What do I want to do? What do I want to have? How do I feel? And these are questions that flood our mind almost every hour, every day. And by asking yourself these questions, you permit yourself to ponder, question your limitations, and to create more possibilities. Clarity of the mission you and your company or your team will seem more real when you see the images and words in the papers and magazines you flip through and cut to create your vision board. The creation process also reveals subconscious desires, the words and pictures that delight you but don't have anything related to your goals can be added. You don't want your vision board looking all serious with all goals listed, but nothing that sparks joy is having those your creativity juices flowing. The process of creating a vision board, it kind of just helps us to unplug for a while. At the same time, it makes us feel productive, just like the meditative calling practice that adults take. And I'll say that, as I said, when I went to that RBE vision board party, the process of writing down your setback on the little paper and then tearing it up into tiny, tiny pieces. And you're like, okay, I put procrastination, as I said. Okay, leaving procrastination in 2023. So again, let's look back at it. Like, a vision board creates, or it provides us with an awareness. Looking at the vision board helps program a part of the brain called the RAS, or reticular activating system. As I earlier said, the RAS acts as a spam filter, and it makes you aware of opportunities and resources that will help you to achieve your vision. That's why coaches and psychologists recommend posting your vision board somewhere you will see it every day, aka I put it in my closet. So ask yourself, what's one thing I can do today to bring me closer to reality? And I remember reading an article. I don't remember the exact player. It may be Serena Williams, maybe it wasn't. But she said that what she does before match, each of her tennis match, was that she would envision winning that game. She's the power, and that goes back to say the power of visualization. So going back to vision board in a professional setting, it helps to connect to the team. So sharing your vision board with people you trust in the workplace will help to build a support system. Some workplaces are toxic, so we'll see. As well as an accountability partnership that will guide you and cheer you on. It's easier to express sincere aspirations with someone through a collage rather than words. So that's why you should consider doing this with your workplace team. And you can be, I would say, be intentional in the vision board that you're going to create to connect with your team. You may want to let it be like your professional goals and not necessarily your personal goals. So a vision board for me, and in general, it creates motivation.
You're listening to Talk with Clads. Find more resources online at cladsresources.com. Now back to the show with your host, Katie Ann.
Sometimes companies and their managers and employers, they need a little help motivating and coaching to succeed. So some self-starters are personally motivated and climb the ladder of promotions, but some people don't seem to get it. So have we worked with these two groups before? For the people who don't seem to get it, they usually need to be coaxed, but that doesn't mean that they don't have anything to offer. They can have some other necessary skills needed to be successful in a team, but how can you get them as a manager or a coworker to be self-motivated? So to show them what's possible, many people lack self-motivation. They lack belief and imagination, what they dream of and aspire to can be true. They can accomplish it. And a vision board may help to motivate a vision. So let's go back again in terms of making a vision board. So you're capturing your intentions in photos, texts, and images. And active steps can be taken to turn the abstract into a reality. But the power of visualization through the use of a vision board, and remember, this can be electronic or it can be paper, most people use poster boards or the planner. So when you're making the vision board, you want to clarify the vision. You're making a vision board that starts with knowing what the goals are. And sometimes that's a challenge. This is when you self-reflect. And in a professional settings, employers will ask employees and coworkers to set some work-related goals. So it can be something like this. What were some of your accomplishments? What areas have you excelled in? What areas need improved? Are there goals from 2023 that still need to be worked on? And what would you love to accomplish? And this may be a supervisor with a manager. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, at a strategic, like if we're looking at someone's organization's strategic vision, it may be a little bit more like, let's say, I'll give you an example. In the next 5 years, let's say, what's the next 5 years? We're 2024, so 2029. So by December 2029, we want to capture 25% of the market, expanding our business service line. I'm going to use like healthcare because that's what I know a lot of. By expanding our service line from not only skilled nursing facilities, but also to expand our home care model. And then they would get kind of put the steps to do that. And that's at C-suite level, right? So, but let's get back to making the vision board. So you're going to gather your materials, right? If it's electronic, you can Google whatever pictures you want because you're going to, and if it's in front of you, it's physical, you're going to hunt for images, photos, and snippets of text that relate to each goal. It's more powerful to pick images that represent the qualities rather than the abstract image. That is, instead of an image of your dream house, fill the board with attributes of the house like a fireplace, warmth, large windows, and feel free to dream big and be bold, right? So you want your dream house. What do you want in your dream house? Because a lot of times we'll say, oh, I love that big mansion, but what's in your mansion? So you're because it's your vision, it's your goal. So you're putting what you want in that. And then again, put it somewhere that's visible. One trick is to make sure the words used are short and the images are vivid, attractive, and glossy for your attention to be picked regularly. The vision board in my closet, I have a picture of my family. So whenever I feel a little bit down or as I'm going in and I'll look up, it's a picture of my family. And it's a reminder of what the purpose is for my vision. You can do a nightstand, home office, or workstation is a place where the vision boards can be kept and made visible, but just make sure you keep it visible. So how do you use your vision board effectively? Look at it every day. You need to look at it every day to be reminded of the goals that you set for yourself. And in a professional setting, it's like the goals that you set for yourself and your team. For companies, a large vision board that clearly states the goal for the year should be placed strategically in a place that's accessible to the managers and the employees. So try looking at it once in the morning before you start work and once at the close of the day. At home, do the same thing. It helps to create a focus for the day and to see what you have accomplished. Maybe you can get to answer the question I posed before moving and working towards your goal, right? So visualize achieving those things. As I said, a tennis player, she visualizes the win. She visualizes every win before the game. And so it's the power again of visualization. So imagine how great it will feel to finally have those items, experiences, and achievements in your life. Again, imagination fuels aspirations. Let me repeat that again. Imagination fuels aspirations. That's why idealistic goals can be set in a realistic plan. And that's why I, in my vision board planner, Footsteps to My Vision, we create SMART goals. It's a tool for you to help to use and do SMART goals. You have to be intentional. You can dream, but you have to be intentional in what you want your goals to be. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and put a time on it. Because if you don't put a time on it, you are not going to hold yourself accountable. You can keep putting it off and off and off. And that's where those check-ins come in. And don't be hard on yourself. Celebrate your win and learn from your losses. When you visualize achieving your goals, imagine, yeah, it's great to achieve those things. That's the purpose of the vision board. But if you don't achieve what you want, it's not the end of the world. Recalculate and go, okay, what can I do to get to where I need? I didn't achieve it now, but what can I do next to achieve it? Let me just pivot because, you know, challenges come in life, but how do I pivot to get to where I need to be? So as on your vision board, add items that appeal to you. As the day passes, new ideas will come across. Do it. If it's your vision, go ahead. If it's a team or company vision board, you may need to follow the chain of command to discuss about it and discuss it with your coworkers or your supervisor. Discussions opens the minds to new facts or different scenarios because of different personalities and experience. And then, as I said, when you create the vision, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time sensitive, then you're going to list your action steps. So vision boards are only effective as a wall frame. If there's no effective and realistic steps to achieve that goal, the actions that you take ultimately, that matters. So identify the actions that will make your vision board a reality and do them. Or find the resources. If you don't have the resources available, find the resources. There's so much. We're in an information generation time. Everything is available at the tip of your fingertips. You can call, you can text, research. We have internet at our fingertips and a phone. So, and with that, when you go on the web, you can search to see, like, and believe me, sometimes I feel like you can Google anything and find an answer. I have looked for some searches. I'm like, oh, there's no way. And I do my search and it pops up. So look for the resources that's out there to help you. A vision board is a powerful tool for bringing change and a sense of direction for the future. That's what makes the power of visualization great. A vision board is highly motivating and focuses you on your path. I like to say, at CLADS Resources, we bring your vision to life. That's literally the mission of my organization, is to bring your vision to life. So when you're creating your vision board, you're taking on your journey, your little footsteps to your vision. And this vision board is just a tool that can be used by anyone in any setting to create a path to the future that you deserve. Well, guys, we've come to the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for taking some time to listen to me speak about vision board, because I do believe about planning for the future, even though I joke and say Manapan gonna wipe. He's not gonna wipe everything. So you create your vision. You can dream or as I said, and you hear me say all the time on various podcasts, a goal is a dream without dates. Put dates to your dreams and set a plan to achieve it. And you never know. Start with a vision board. If you don't want to have the poster board, you can do it electronically and try to get it somewhere where you can see it. As I said, we're in a generation that's a little bit more techie than I am in my group or in my generation. But it doesn't mean that you can't do a vision board. All right. Well, we have some great guests coming up on our next few podcasts. I'm excited. I'm trying to transition to video. I know for now, like a lot of the podcast in the past has been it's just audio. So we're trying to transition the next podcast. I think it is a video. So we'll test that out and see how it goes. It will be provided both video and also audio. But great guest coming up, Dr. Roland Joseph. And that title is To Kill or Not To Kill. And so we're going to hear a little bit about some options as he did some research. So I'm excited for you to hear that podcast. I'm excited to be back. Happy New Year, guys. 2024, we're in a leap year. So go ahead and get your vision board up. Get your footsteps to my vision planner. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk with CLADS. Bye, guys.
CLADS Resources and Consulting values its customers. Our planner Footsteps to My Vision is a 13-month planner that can be used for 5 years. It walks you through SMART goals, SWOT analysis, action planning, and holds you accountable through 3 monthly check-ins. We work only with top quality materials, innovative designs, and verified suppliers, which are guaranteed to deliver to our high expectations, because when it comes to our customer satisfaction, there's no room for compromise. Made with high quality PU leather and paper planner helps you focus on achieving your goals by giving you a sense of personal and professional satisfaction. Some of the amazing features of this product: Vision Board Planner, luxury pen, 8 GB USB flash drive, wireless mouse, ultra elegant packaging box, available in 5 stunning colors, black, red, gold, pink, navy blue. Material, PU leather, 13-month planner, elastic band for easy handling. Our Footsteps to My Vision is available at Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, our website, and at Walmart. You may also follow us at www.cladsresources.com, Instagram, CLADS Resources, Facebook, www.facebook.com/CLADS Resources/.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at CLADS Resources and online at www.cladsresources.com. Our planner, Footsteps to My Vision, is also located on our website or on Facebook, Instagram, or Amazon. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep creating your footpath to your vision.